The efficacy of stimulant medications for improving academic performance and learning in children diagnosed with attention deficit/hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, has been extensively debated. Stimulant medications for children with ADHD consistently improve classroom behavior and the amount of work completed, but have limited direct effects on learning new material or overall academic achievement. Their primary benefit lies in managing symptoms and increasing productivity, rather than enhancing the learning process. Large-scale studies and meta-analyses consistently demonstrate that, while stimulants may reduce symptoms of hyperactivity and impulsivity, their impact on long-term academic achievement and actual learning outcomes remains inconclusive. Despite short-term attention and classroom behavior improvements, stimulant treatment does not reliably translate into better grades or sustained academic gains. Impact on learning and retention. There is little to no evidence that stimulants improve the actual learning or retention of new academic material. Minimal effects on accuracy and academic achievement. Academic improvements are generally small and mostly limited to specific areas like math productivity and reading speed, with minimal effects on accuracy or broader academic achievement. Stimulants don't enhance complex learning or cognitive flexibility. Stimulants may help with rote memory tasks, but do not enhance complex learning or cognitive flexibility. Any improvements in memory are more likely with tasks involving repetition rather than understanding or applying new concepts. Findings from the MTA study. The Multimodal Treatment of Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, MTA, study, one of the largest and most influential clinical trials involving 579 children aged 7 to 10 years, initially demonstrated significant short-term improvements in behavioral symptoms with stimulant medication. However, follow-up assessments at 36 months and beyond showed no substantial differences in academic achievement, measured by standardized reading and mathematics tests, between medicated and non-medicated groups. This longitudinal perspective raises critical questions about the actual educational benefits of stimulant therapy. Meta-analysis insights about stimulants. Similarly, a comprehensive meta-analysis conducted by Lowenfeldman, 2007, which aggregated data from numerous smaller studies, concluded that stimulants produced modest improvements in classroom behavior but negligible impacts on long-term academic performance. These findings underscore the distinction between improved attention and genuine learning gains. The methodological rigor of included studies varied significantly, limiting the meta-analysis's conclusiveness due to heterogeneity in treatment duration, assessment tools, and sample characteristics. Longitudinal evidence, the Quebec study. Additionally, large-scale longitudinal research such as the Quebec Longitudinal Study of Child Development, QLSCD, involved 2,800 children, providing robust evidence that stimulant medication does not significantly enhance academic outcomes. Children treated with stimulants exhibited initial behavioral improvements. Nonetheless, follow-up evaluations indicated no lasting academic advantage compared to untreated children, suggesting the potential for stimulants to mask rather than resolve underlying learning difficulties. Methodological critiques of major studies. Critically examining these studies reveals methodological limitations that must be considered when interpreting results. The MTA study's randomized controlled trial, RCT, design offered robust initial validity, but attrition rates and variations in subsequent treatments complicated long-term analyses. Similarly, the QLSCD's observational nature limited causal inference due to potential confounding variables, such as socioeconomic status and parental involvement, which can substantially influence academic outcomes independently of medication status. Standardized assessments and academic outcomes. Investigations into standardized test scores and GPA outcomes further support the notion that stimulant medication does not substantially boost academic performance. For instance, a large-scale analysis of national educational assessments involving thousands of students with ADHD found no statistically significant advantage for medicated children in mathematics or reading achievements over extended periods. These results persistently indicate a disconnect between symptom management and tangible academic gains. Neuroscientific perspectives on learning and attention. Emerging neuroscientific perspectives suggest that stimulants primarily target attentional control and impulse modulation, functions only indirectly related to learning processes such as comprehension, memory consolidation, and higher-order cognitive integration. This neurological distinction is crucial because improving classroom compliance or reducing hyperactivity does not inherently equate to improved cognitive processing or retention of academic material. Attention improvements allow students to engage more consistently in classroom activities, but do not necessarily enhance underlying cognitive abilities critical to learning. Cognitive improvements in inhibitory control and working memory may mediate some of the observed benefits in productivity, but these do not necessarily translate into better learning outcomes. Flexible dosing strategies may optimize symptom control and productivity, but do not appear to change the limited impact on academic learning significantly. Teacher and parent observations. Additionally, qualitative evidence from teacher and parent reports consistently highlights transient behavioral improvements without corresponding gains in academic skills. Educators frequently report minimal changes in children's ability to comprehend complex subjects or demonstrate deeper learning, indicating that medication alone cannot foster significant educational growth. Conclusion. Overall, the cumulative evidence from large-scale studies, rigorous meta-analyses, and neuroscientific insights strongly suggests that stimulant medications, while effective for managing ADHD symptoms, do not significantly enhance grades or actual learning outcomes in children. This disconnect emphasizes the importance of complementary educational strategies and interventions targeting cognitive skills and classroom environments to support genuine academic progress. Stimulants remain valuable for managing ADHD by reducing impulsivity, hyperactivity, and inattention, thereby improving classroom behavior, productivity, social interactions, and overall quality of life, even if not directly influencing academic learning. Key takeaways. 1. Stimulant medications improve ADHD behavioral symptoms but not long-term academic achievement. 2. Large-scale studies indicate negligible academic benefits from stimulant use. 3. Methodological limitations complicate interpretations of long-term stimulant efficacy studies. 4. Improvements in attention and hyperactivity do not inherently enhance cognitive processes necessary for deep learning. 5. Complementary educational interventions are essential for improving academic performance.